Well, he made quite the impact at two Olympic Games when he carried his country's flag shirtless. And now the Tongan athlete, Peter Taufatofua, has his sights set on a third. He competed in Taekwondo at the Rio Olympics and 2 years later made it to Pyeongchang to compete in cross-country skiing. Now the Brisbane-based athlete is trying to qualify for Tokyo in a third sport, sprint kayaking. So how's he going? Anthony Stewart reports.
Tonga. When Tonga marched out at the Rio Olympics, Tonga. Their flag bearer became a viral sensation.
Wow, look at Tonga.
Slow that down.
2 years later, his coconut oil torso made a second appearance, this time at the Pyeongchang Games, where Peter Taufatofua competed in cross-country skiing. He didn't win medals at either event, but now the 35-year-old athlete has his sights set on a third consecutive Games, in a third sport, sprint kayaking.
The problem here is that this kayak is so light. Okay. That wasn't the flag.
Last week he left Brisbane, where he's now based, and headed for Hungary for an elite training camp.
Each day there's been a little bit of progress, not as much as I would have liked. We're still on a training kayak, haven't progressed to the race kayak.
He's just completed his first official race. It also happened to be at the World Championships, but it didn't go to plan. Peter Taufatofua delayed the start of the heat when his boat was facing the wrong direction at the start line.
I hit the starting block and the wind and the current swung around, and we'd only learnt to start on a certain side, and I hadn't learnt the skills yet to, stabilise myself under those conditions. So I went back around and, just kept my composure, kept focused. You know, that's just the way it goes.
He finished 30 seconds behind the race leaders, but it was a personal best time.
You know, we've done 6 days of training, so I'm just happy to be alive, to be honest.
Aside from being an athlete, Peter Taufatofua is also a climate change activist. He told the Olympic Channel he picked kayaking because of his passion for the ocean.
The ocean provides so much for our planet, not just for Tonga. Protecting the environment, you know, plastics, single-use plastics, climate change, it's a big deal for me.
If successful, the Tongan flag bearer will become the first person in the modern era to compete in three consecutive Olympics in three unrelated sports.
My goal is to qualify and then to get a medal. So opening ceremonies and you know, carrying flags and all that, that all comes secondary. But you never know what will happen. You never know what will happen.
Tonga's Peter Taufatofua, Anthony Stewart from Radio Australia's Pacific Beat reporting.